Where there is fire, there is smoke. And in that smoke, from this day forward, my people will crouch and conspire and plot and plan for the inevitable day of man's downfall. The day when he finally and self-destructively turns his weapons against his own kind. The day of the writing in the sky, when your cities lie buried under radioactive rubble. When the sea is a dead sea and the land is a wasteland, out of which I will lead my people from their captivity. And we will build our own cities in which there will be no place for humans except to serve our ends. And we shall found our own armies, our own religion, our own dynasty. And that day is upon you now.
Welcome to the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, Episode 6. This is mid-April of 2006, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. Thanks to those of you who stayed with me while I got sappy and sentimental on my fifth podcast. Today's podcast, I guarantee, will be devoid of romance completely, unless your personal fetish happens to be misery, comedy, or being just plain
Diablo!
Speaking of Diablo, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I was going to be heading down to Mexico. Well, Mexico was buenas tardes, amigos! I was down in Mexico back in March with the Piano Men, the musical group I perform with in Canada and the USA. Our gig down there was a corporate one, which allowed us almost 2 full days of relaxation, with pay, I might add. Well, let me explain something. I don't particularly like hot weather, and I've never wanted to go someplace tropical because I don't much care for the outdoors. I never read outside because I have a bit of a phobia surrounding bugs and insects, and we're not just talking about obvious creatures like bees and wasps, but even flies bother me, especially when I'm eating. Well, I was shocked and stunned to discover that Cancun, at least while I was there, was bug-free. I sat out on my hammock, played Sudoku, and had the time of my life. I even went jet skiing with the guys. Now, for a guy who can't swim and is a bit terrified of water, it was pretty incredible to be going 40 to 50 kilometers an hour in the ocean on a jet ski. Well, anyway, I'm not really glad to be back, but at least I get to produce more crazy podcasts for y'all. Well, today on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, I have two more crazy songs, followed by a new segment called Misplaced Modulation Theater, which will render you all devoid of the ability to understand rational and conscious thought. But before we go there, the
first song
of this here episode 6 is a song influenced by a girl I was close to back about 5 years ago. This is another song off the dreadfully delightful New Alignment project. I hope you like it. There are no refunds. It's called Secret Victoria.
Living with attraction, that's controlling my reaction, and giving more attention to the eyes that hold me so tightly. Living this affection, it holds a cold detachment. I don't have much to complain about anymore. I just gave in to it. It's all about the dream that won't give. It's all about the love that won't live. It's all gives us strength to care.
It isn't hard to exaggerate your impact on me. It's all about the dream, and it's okay. It's all about the longing that won't fade. It's all about the love we've made in blue. It's all about
And now it's time to play Misplaced Modulation Theater! Yes, Misplaced Modulation Theater, an experience you will write to your congressman about. For years, I have been playing Beatles songs with the chord changes slightly altered, and it's become somewhat of an in-joke. I decided it might be fun to share this with you lovely cats. So here's the scoop. What I do, and this is mathematical and scientific, I start in the home key of the song, but every bar after that, I have to modulate by one semitone, higher or lower, depending on which is funnier, and then return to the home key for the bar after that. Pretty screwy. Today I will feature my first attempt and one of the easier songs to misplace the modulation on. If you like this, send me some requests for future songs to destroy. I hope you get a kick out of this, and if not, I will have you murdered! If you're still here in 2 minutes, I'll play you another screwed up Ian Tanner song. So here is Let It Be Modulated on the debut edition of Misplaced Modulation Theater!
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Misplaced Mind. modulation. Here's another misplaced modulation. Here's another chord change. Hope you like the key change. Modulate now with this misplaced modulation.
And if you thought that was weird, wait till you hear this.
I remember the Red River Valley and the boy that has a musical crew.
Or this.
God so loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believing in him should not perish but have eternal life.
Well, finally, on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare Episode 6, this is a real recording, made by me back in 1989 at an actual New Year's Eve dance, right from the stage, which explains the lack of fidelity and, talent. In high school, I got the job of being drummer for a band led by my music teachers. Although I wasn't very good as a drummer, I was in their price range. This recording has become semi-legendary amongst my friends, and many of them consider it one of the funniest things they've ever heard. Wow, quite the buildup. This is real, folks. The band went into a new song, one which I had never heard. It's called What a Wonderful World. I know it's hard to believe that I had honestly not heard this song before, but I really hadn't. Well, I didn't know what rhythm the song should be played in, so I started in 3-4, and then started swinging, and then the song pretty much just goes straight to hell after this. Well, fasten your seatbelts. We're going in for a crash landing. Here is, it's a rhythmically radical, yet verbally passé and temporarily transcendent, world. impressive, eh? And remember, folks, drunk people were dancing to that ginormous piece of caca. And people used to come up to me in bathroom stalls and say that my band was tight. Well, I've got to get back to my Mexican hammock in the stars, so I should be moseying on down the old desert trail. If you have any comments or would like to make any requests, please send me an email at iantanner@golden.net. And remember, all the music you've heard here, except for the music I've been using without permission, is my music. So please don't use it without my permission. It's been real swell having you here with me. Keep in touch, won't you? Stay tuned for more musical merriment coming soon, directly to your face. Anyway, this is Ian Tanner signing off, saying those famous words that you've all come to know and love.
Goodbye.